Pippa finished sixth in the British Open. Before the weekend, what were your hopes? What were your expectations?
I shouldn't say it, but I was coming with, you know, two of the horses. They're both nice horses that I brought here, but, you know, they did struggle a bit in the dressage, and I wasn't really coming. I thought it was great to bring them both for a good fitness run before Burley, and that was my sort of plan with them. And it was only really because I was surprised that Mirage Dell was up there in a competitive sort of position, so I let him bowl on and run a bit quicker, and he went very well.
Very well, and then not many make the time there. Did you purposely set out sort of putting the foot on it, or did you just let him bowl along?
No, I would say I jumped sort of 1, 2, 3, and I was a bit quiet to the wall. I wasted a bit of time coming out of the wood to the wall, and I sort of felt like a bit like I do. I'm a bit of a granny, and I often think, well, I'll see how I feel as I'm going around. And the more I went, the more, you know, I sort of had nice strides and kept bowling on really, and taking sort of tighter and shorter lines. Probably I could have made the time if I had started out over the first sort of 5-6 fences as I went sort of through the bowl. So I lost my time there, but, you know, listen, I'm quite happy with how he went.
Very happy, and you're British champion. I know, as British Open champion, you win the title.
Well, I can't really believe that. I mean, that's, it's an added bonus. I mean, I really, you know, was shocked, but, you know, the Kiwis, they all went, showed their sort of skills going fast cross country, and they all went very, very well, and it's a real added bonus to be the best Briton, win that title.
The Kiwis did spoil the party a bit. It is the British Championships, and they come here and fill the top four places. But would you say the British squad as a whole going into the Europeans? I mean, a lot of the top horses didn't run cross country here. That we give them some false sense of doing well this weekend.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with this. I mean, it's a great venue and it's a great competition here. But you know, I'll be honest. In the past, I haven't brought my top horses. Supreme Rock never ran here, and Redesigned hasn't run here, and likewise my sort of ones, I think quite a lot of Billy Langetti, I haven't run him here because of where it sort of the fixture is, and it is close to the European, so you wouldn't want to run those good horses. You know, it's only 2 weeks away, which, okay, that doesn't sound too bad, but it is if they overreach or have a little niggle that just at the wrong time. So, you know, that's where you don't always get the true picture, and necessarily the top horses here, but it's still a very good competition.
And where does Mirage Dell sit with your top horses?
He's a funny horse. I mean, I mean, I love him to bits, and Carol Tolliver, his owner, she brought him out of France quite a while ago, and I've had him since he was a 5-year-old, and he's sort of very unorthodox, and he's an extraordinary horse to ride, and you very much have to just accept the way he is. He physically finds things quite difficult, you know, the way he's sort of built, and he's not that easy in the mouth. So as much as you do try and improve him, you also have to accept that you can't turn him into something he isn't. So sort of, that's where I am with him. But yet he's had, you know, he's fifth at the World Cup at Chatsworth, so he certainly, you know, fills a good hole in the yard, and he's a good jumper, and I had a good ride around Burley last year. He goes to Burley now, but I sort of accept that I want to try and get as good of results as I can, but I know realistically he's not really going to trouble the leaders at the very, very top level.
And how is your top horse redesigned, because he withdrew from badminton?
He's good. He's making good progress. I'm now working him in the school, and because he did a sort of, or the vets think it was a small ligament in his foot, but he's now trotting and cantering and working very, very well. So he's doing a lot of hacking, and obviously in the school I've started to work him, and he feels great. It's just now working out, do I sneak in an event at the end of the year, or do I quietly keep him ticking over and work on him, and then come out next spring and try and get the qualifications there? I need a bit of sort of advice, or a little bit, not advice because I'm going by my gut feeling with the horse, but I'm in that stage. Do I run him in something at the end of the year to try and get that qualification, or do I just give him that bit longer? But he's in good form.
Because you have to qualify individually to be put forward for selection?
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, the Worlds don't count last year, so it all started afresh this year. So, you know, hopefully we'll either get that qualification this autumn or next spring.
And Billy Landretti, you'll be your reserve horse?
Well, he, I think, an awful lot of, and I've had a very good season on him. The other one that I'm really, really excited about is the mare Billy Shannon, who I had at the test event, and she's really stepped up to sort of three-star, and she's been well-placed around some advanced, and she's a beautiful mare, and love her to bits. So, you know, she's only eight, but she and Billy Langetti go to Blenheim, so, you know, I think a lot of them.
Nice to have the selection there.
Well, hopefully they're all coming on, you know, hopefully.
Brilliant. Well, good luck.
Thanks.